Great to be joined by David Cackery. He's now the point guard for Mineral Area College this past year, and David moving on to play at Stephen F. Austin next year. Let's talk about your time here at MAC, though. First of all, what kind of attracted you to Mineral Area College? How did Coach Strahey get you here?
Well, when I was transferring from NJIT, I wanted to go play at another Division I school, and I knew if I transferred right away to another school, I'd have to sit out a year, and I wasn't really trying to do that, so JUCO was the option. It was the way to go for me, and one of my friends, his name's Lance Singh, he played here a year before.
Yeah.
He reached out to me, and he showed he wanted me to come here, and he showed Coach a lot of clips of me, and the coach really liked me, so he started calling me, and he got me to come here, and that's how I ended up here.
Now you said one of your friends, Lance Singh, but I heard that Lance gave you a recommendation because you dunked on him.
Yeah, that was my senior year. It was actually our first game my senior year. I got a backdoor pass, and I just went up in the lane. I was like the middle of the lane, and he jumped with me, and I dunked on him.
So the recommendation was well earned. You also came to a place where they gave you the ball. You know, you're a point guard. You want to go to a place that you give me the ball, let me run the show. You got to do that here.
Yeah, Coach Strahey, he was very upfront with me. We kind of ran the same system like I did in my high school, which I was kind of familiar with it. So, you know, coming off screens, I had the ball in my hand a lot, so I was making a lot of decisions. So it was really good for me to get.
Averaged just under 13 points a game. You're 12th in the country in assists at 6.8 this year. For a long time, you were in the top four, but I know you got injured late, and that kind of compromised the numbers just a little bit. But you put up good numbers even when you were injured as well. Give me maybe a memory or two from Mineral Area College in your year playing here. I know what mine is, what my favorite one is, but what stands out to you?
My favorite memory, I have 5-2 in specific. The first one was just our run we made at the end of the year. Yeah. When we kind of, after we lost to Three Rivers, everyone thought our season was over. You know, I feel like even our team, we kind of feel like we gave up, but we all came together and we went on a run. We won a few big games to get us back into that tournament, and we made it to the semifinals. And we lost Moberly, but we put up a good first half with them. So that was my first good memory. Now, the second one was our last game, I think it was versus our last home game. I forget who
State
it was.
Fair.
State Fair. Yeah. I stole the ball from that one kid, and I was in the open court, and I just threw it around his one side, and then I ran around the other side of him, and I caught the ball, and I laid it up and got the N1. That was probably the most my favorite play that I'll remember here. Yeah,
that was mine. And in fact, right before that, like two possessions before that, Steve Wooten had a 360 dunk.
Yep.
And I was on the air prematurely saying that that's going to be the play of the game.
Yeah.
Until you came up with your play. And that to me, in a way, was a little bit of a microcosm of how you play. You play such an imaginative game, an athletic, imaginative game. Who did you watch growing up? You know, do you have some influences on your game?
Yeah, this sounds kind of cliche, but my favorite player growing up was Steve Nash.
That's what I figured. Yeah.
I used to watch him back when he was kind of in his prime, when I was down in like third grade, fourth grade. I used to watch him all the time at night with my dad, and I just took my game after him. You know, he's a small guard, and I kind of fit the profile as the same like him, and I just try to use all my skills to get a advantage on the bigger guards.
Yeah.
And stuff.
And he went to kind of a college that was maybe not as noticed, Santa Clara. So you're going to go to a college, though, that has had really good success in its recent history. Now, Stephen F. Austin, 14-16 last year, but they've put some really good years in, 27-8 the year before. They went 32-3 just a few years back. Kyle Keller is in his third year now at Stephen F. Austin. Tell me a little bit about the recruiting process, and I know you probably were looking at some other schools as well.
Yeah,
well,
first off, they didn't have the best year last year because they had a lot of injuries, you know. So they're always very good. And with Steve, with the coach there, Coach Keller, the first I got recruited by David Cox. That was at the first State Fair game. We went up and played at State Fair. Mm-hmm. That's when they first started contacting me. And then ever since then, they kept an eye on me, and they really loved my game. And the head coach got involved, and they showed a lot of love to me. And they wanted to bring me in, and I was all in.
You talked about how Mac played a style that you felt suited your game. Does Stephen F. Austin too?
Yeah, definitely. I think I can go in there and help them out. You know, being the point guard and just going in there and being the best player I can be. You know, getting everybody involved and just trying to be the best the best leader I can be on that team.
Kind of cool to be able to call yourself a lumberjack too, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. That's cool. That school has a lot of history, and I'm really excited to go down there and start working.
And I think it's fun to say Nacogdoches too. Yeah, you ever been to Nacogdoches, Texas before?
Yeah, it is. I couldn't pronounce it at first, but I think I got it down now.
What do you want to study when you go to Stephen F. Austin?
I'm still thinking about that. I'm in business right now, okay. But I'm going to figure that out in the next couple weeks probably.
Okay. It's a program too, David, that, you know, Stephen F. Austin, their goals are like conference championships, NCAA tournaments. I mean, that's kind of where they are as a program.
Yeah, definitely. They're held to a very high standard. They go to the tournament almost every year, it seems like. I think it was like 5 of the last 6 before this past year they went. And I just want to go in there and just play my best and, you know, just work every day and hopefully get them to the next conference championship and make a run in the tournament.
All right. It was fun covering you this year. All the best.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You betcha. David Kakalries, point guard for Mineral Area College, making his next stop in Nacogdoches, Texas. Stephen F. Austin. He'll be a Lumberjack.